Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. Today we'll be ranking NFL teams in their respective tiers based on legacy. We'll get Eric, Quinneth, and I believe my buddy Sky will be joining us soon. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. We should be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got the five tiers. Elite, very good. Middle of the road, meh, and ass. So, you guys want to jump right in?
Yeah.
Why not?
Now, should we explain, though, for anybody that does not know what a tier list is, even though if they've been listening to us, we've done like five of them already. Should we explain exactly what a tier list is?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Doug.
Is that why you're handing me the phone so I can do it? Well, I mean, you kind of get. Basically, a tier list is it's like a ranking, but you're ranking stuff in tiers. He named off all five tiers. There's going to be some debate and discussion, and probably after this, some hate mail.
Well, if you put the right team in the right chairs, you won't have that problem, now would you?
Because what have I done? Clint, you have known me for, 7 years now? When have I ever done anything right? Even when you worked with me.
You did something, right? Something, not all. All right.
I mean, how dare people expect good of me? I mean, come on.
Jesus Christ.
I do.
Eric, is Sky joined up yet or no? Well, we'll get started then. We'll get started with our first team. And I think it's one of the more established teams, the Green Bay Packers. Doug?
Based on legacy alone, and obviously this is what we're basing this on, they won the first Super Bowl. They won the second Super Bowl, too, I think. They've been to five Super Bowls. They've won four. They've lost one. They really haven't done much over, probably the last decade, although they've been to the playoffs several times. They've been in the league for about 100 years. I would put them
NFC championship games too.
Yeah. I would put them just based on like what they've accomplished of alone. I mean, the four Super Bowl trophies alone, I put them in very good.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think, Clintus?
Oh, I agree. I'll also put them in like very good. The four Super Bowls, yes. Back in the Brett Favre era. I mean, you can't deny them that. You also realize that the Super Bowl trophy is actually named after their head coach, Vince Lombardi. So you can't like go wrong there. I mean, lately you can see the struggles of what they're going through, rebuilding and getting ready for the new decade, what's ahead of them. You can't go no wrong.
Exactly.
4-6-4-9-8-3-6. Yeah. But, all right, Eric, what do you think?
Daniel, your buddy's on. We have Daniel's buddy on. Before I start.
Yeah.
Hey, Sky.
We're putting the NFL teams in the rankings right now. Our five teams, I'll explain it to Sky. Yeah, we're talking about Green Bay.
I like him. Good quarterback. He's on the end of his career, I feel.
Well, we're going based on legacy, too, like what they've done in the past.
Oh, they're one of the most coveted franchises in the league today. They have the
best
legacy, probably top five in the NFL. They were there
okay,
since
so
day one.
Out of the five tiers, elite, which is the best, very good, middle of the road, meh, and ass, where would you put the Packers?
I'd put them at very least, very best.
Very good.
But at,
I put
you
them
know,
elite.
Just maybe an elite team. I don't know much about the franchise to really make a big call.
All right, what about you, Eric?
I put them in elite.
I probably would do that, too.
All right, so what, three elite and two very good?
Yeah.
All right, so put them in elite.
Yeah.
You said elite. Done.
No, I said very good.
Okay.
So next, Sky, you can talk about them first, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, God. Get the boom.
The Buffalo Bills. A lot of heartbreak in that franchise. But they do show fucking true grit and determination, and they bring it every season. They're one of those sleepers that you never know what's going to happen every game. So,
thank you.
I'd put them
yeah.
very good as well, because they have one of those heartbreak, you know, franchises. It just like it keeps you wanting more.
I'd agree with that.
Keeps you hungry, you know, humble, you know.
Here's the thing: they have probably one of the most up there as far as like one of the more loyal fan bases, because you've had fans that have had to sit through 20 years of bad football, but yet they still sit out there. They'll sit in the cold. They'll freeze their asses in December.
They will.
And they'll still sit there and they'll still support the team. Even the run where they went to four Super Bowls in a row and lost every fucking one of them. But still, I mean, no team has ever really done that. I think that 90s Bills team, just the Bills team in the 90s, is one of the most successful football teams to not win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they should have probably won too.
They are that. They are the prime example of that.
Yeah. So, and that 1990 Bills team should have won the Super Bowl. But then, of course, the kicker, you know, kicked it wide right and, you know.
The rest is
right. We're not just talking about those 20 years of football. We're talking about right now. They've made the playoffs two times the past 3 years.
Right, and they have a really good head coach. Josh Allen is a really good quarterback. Devin Singletary is a really good running back. I would put them, and because I don't want to make myself sound biased, but I would put them just for like legacy alone, what they were able to accomplish, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and to what they're doing now, I would say just that alone, I would put them in very good.
Yeah, me too.
That's where I'd have to agree. You know, I didn't want to sound biased with it neither, and just throw them in like something crazy, like an elite, which I don't think they are. But they are a very good franchise to follow.
Yeah.
You want to talk about biased? Wait till we get to the Eagles.
How about you?
What?
Oh boy, Doug, you're gonna hate me.
Daniel, what
more
do you
than
think
I already
about?
Do?
You know, Clintus, what were you
I'm
doing?
Gonna say I'm gonna say middle of the road.
That
I'm just being
nice.
Honest. I'm just being honest. I'm not gonna suck up. So.
So,
middle of the road, two very good.
Yeah.
I see. I want to go middle.
If you haven't
road,
won a Super Bowl yet, I think you're in middle road. No offense.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far. That's not why.
Is a franchise legacy based off of Super Bowl wins, though?
I don't know.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, it definitely plays a factor. It plays a factor.
It does. It looks good. That's the championship. That's what you want. That's your team's goal right there.
Exactly.
All right, Clintus, where are you going to put them?
I'm going to put them in the middle of the road. And not because I think they're the Bills are, like you said, they're a good team. Four straight Super Bowls, even though they haven't won anything. They're still there. And they're actually getting there one by year by year. And you're really starting to see the talent coming together, not just from the football team, but for the fans actually showing up.
Like and I said, they come into every game having the potential that
they
can win.
Game.
And they show up.
And then I tell you the truth, I believe the Bills will win the AFC East this year. I'm marking it. Put that on your calendar right now. I'm not being a kisser. I'm telling you right now, the Bills will win
that.
The AFC East.
I can concur.
That would be great.
That would be great.
All right, so three very goods and two middle of the roads.
Yeah.
Very good, then. All right, let's talk about something I think we can all agree on, the Cleveland Browns.
Which
middle
one?
Middle of the road.
Pious cheeks?
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Who just said?
I think that was Scott.
They got look at what their fans have been through, and you still see them out there fucking in paper bags.
That's because they give them free tickets.
Yeah, you know how much it costs to go to a Bills game? $3 $3 for no bleeds. I will be a Bills fan. Just watch a football game for $3.
I'm saying.
You know, Clintus, we're talking about the Browns now.
I was about to say, Bills tickets are a little bit more than that. They're about $25 at least. Upper deck.
That was just this year. The following years before the whole Baker Mayfield, it was like $3 a ticket.
For the Cleveland Browns, maybe. For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And that's why I don't feel sorry.
I put him in ass. Look how many quarterbacks they've been through since they came back in 99.
Yeah, I gotta say ass too. I mean, I know they've been through a lot, and you know they could finally have a turnaround. But legacy alone, I mean, they were so bad they went to Baltimore for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no ass.
Me too.
Clintus?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That team is trash. I think they do show promise, but even that promise shows you how far everybody just choked. They had a golden opportunity.
Just look at how the Johnny Manziel
choked.
Era panned out for them.
I'm not even going to look at Johnny Manziel. I'm looking at Baker Mayfield right now and the weapons they put on the Cleveland Browns right now. How much star power they had, and they still found a way to choke the season away.
I don't think Mayfield's that good of a quarterback.
I don't either.
I'm not saying
Josh
no.
Allen, I got Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield any day.
Oh, me too.
I second that.
Here's the thing. Clintus and I both bought into the Cleveland hype train last year, and we both were made to look like fucking fools.
You put Odell Beckham Jr. on there. You got Jarvis Landry. I mean,
they beat Buffalo last year.
A fluke.
Here's the funny thing. I told Doug a couple years ago that Josh Allen's going to be a good quarterback. Remember that, Doug?
Probably. You say a lot of things I don't pay attention to.
All right, so the next team then. We can already just put them in elite, the New York Giants.
What are you talking about, elite?
They are the best team in football. The
now,
best
hold on. I am going to kind of defend it. I am going to defend his point. I'm going to defend his point a little bit. Not necessarily that they're elite, but they've been to 5 Super Bowls, and they've won 4 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Now,
yeah, but
that doesn't
look at the rest of the time.
That doesn't necessarily make them elite.
How does it, though? That's a lot of rings. That's a good amount of rings.
Yeah. I mean, four out of five appearances is great. And I would put them at very good, even though they haven't been good lately.
Yep.
But I think a lot of that is coaching and general managering. A lot of that is the coach and general manager, because Dave Gettleman's a fucking moron. I could take Gettleman's job and do a better job.
Sorry, Danny, I'm going to say very good.
Okay.
I'm going to say very good.
Oh, Scott's going very good.
I want to go middle of the road.
If you haven't hung up yet, what are you saying?
He said
middle of the road.
Well, I'm going to go elite, but it's going to get taken down to very good anyway, probably. That's the
popular
vote.
Yeah. All right. It's going
to
be
definitely
the Giants
in the middle
Bills.
Of the road.
Yeah. All right. So now we got the Arizona Cardinals. You want to talk
middle
about
of the
first
road.
One? Middle of the road. I think
Larry Fitzgerald makes their whole legacy.
It's like the perfect example of the middle of the road. Like, I just think of them as a middle of the road team.
They had.
Yeah, they are.
I think they had
Larry
three
Fitzgerald has had
really
so much success
seasons.
There. Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
They're like the Bills, but a little bit worse. A lot of heartbreak.
They can be defined by 3 different seasons.
And those 3 seasons are the 2008 season, where they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The 2014 season, which was Carson Palmer's first season there, and they were riding high until Palmer broke his leg again.
Oof.
And then the 2015 season, where they made it to the NFC Championship game, but then got their asses handed to them by Carolina. But that 2008 season, where they almost won the Super Bowl. That's what they base their legacy on. The first time they've ever gone there.
They just had a great record a couple seasons ago. And now they have
That was back in 2015, I think it was, Sky.
They're going to be a great team this season. They have DeAndre Hopkins, the best wide receiver in all of football. Kyler Murray, who I think is a little undersized as a QB, but he's very athletic. And Larry Fitzgerald coming back.
Yeah.
And their defense
and
is going to be
so –
their defense is
so they
elite.
Are going to be a great team. But, like, leading up to now
– they
have leading up to now, they haven't been. They had 3 really good seasons, 1 season which almost got them a Super Bowl. But they are basically – this is basically – they are middle of the road. They're not horrible, but they're not great. They're in that middle tier.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I straight out said middle of the road when they came up. Middle of the road. I agree.
What do you think, Clint?
I'll go only because besides the 2 championships, the 2 winning seasons with Carson Palmer and Kurt Warner, the Cardinals haven't really been, like, anything so exciting to worth watching. It has something with Kyle Murray. But I would not.
That's where I am. I'm mad.
So
we're
just going to middle of the road?
Yeah.
Right. So Cardinals are middle of the road then?
Yep.
I guess so.
All right. The Oakland Raiders. The
Las Vegas
Raiders now.
Middle of the road because of that. They left Oakland.
I'd say meh.
And I've been a lot of places.
Like, they're just about terrible.
I don't know. They
like,
have some diehard fans there.
They do have diehard fans, but they're usually, besides like the early days, they've been pretty consistently ass. So I'm putting them at like
Marshawn Lynch. They had him for a little.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything.
When they were coached by John Madden back in the 70s, they were awesome.
That's what I'm going off. Middle of the road.
But since then, the 70s were a long time ago.
And they were in L.A. back then.
So I just think that, like, from what it was, I mean, they won three Super Bowls back in the 70s when John Madden was their coach. They've lost two Super Bowls. You know, they've been to five of them. I would actually just say meh, just because their early legacy was good, but the last 30 years have just been actually not even the last 30 years, the last 40 years.
How are you putting disgrace on meh on Bo Jackson's name?
Bo Jackson was good as hell.
He was one of the greats in all of football and all of sports.
He was kind of a novelty, though, because he was a two-sport athlete, though.
And he was one of those 70s players.
Oh, man. So, Scott said middle
of
the road.
I'm going to say very good.
Very good.
I said middle of the road.
I look at the whole history.
We got some conflicting. What is Quinn say?
Quinn, what do you think?
I want to say middle of the road, too.
We'll just go middle of the road.
Okay.
We're good now.
All right. Eric, why did you say very good?
Because they still won three Super Bowls, and I know they haven't been great since the 70s and early in the 80s, but they're still that big name.
I mean, that's fair.
They are a very popular team.
Yeah. They have stuck around for a while. Let's talk about the Panthers, Carolina.
Oh, boy.
I'm actually going to put them in.
Meh.
Very good.
Why?
Well, actually, I'd probably sink down to, like, middle of the road, too, though. Like, they had
Yeah, they're like the Cardinals.
Can't do it.
Meh.
Well, actually, you know what? They're ass. They've never been to a Super Bowl. Or no, they have been to a Super Bowl.
They've been to
two. They just recently won.
They've been to two.
But they lost both of them.
Yeah.
And the one Super Bowl they probably should have won.
Yeah.
But they
should have won both of them,
right?
True.
They had to tell me. Refresh my memory on these Super Bowls.
Super Bowl 38 against the New England Patriots, and then Super Bowl 50 against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, against Peyton Manning. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam Newton fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put him in ass, but I would put him in meh. Because, again,
I agree.
That legacy is, you know, their legacy is based, again, like with the Cardinals and their legacy being based on three seasons, the Panthers' legacy is based on two seasons, both their Super Bowl runs. And neither Super Bowl run turned into a championship. And I get, you know, they were playing against the Patriots and a younger Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And so the Patriots were unstoppable at that point.
Yep.
But you're playing against, but in Super Bowl 50, you go in with a 15-1 regular season record. You roll through everybody. And you're supposed to have this dominating offense and great defense. And Peyton Manning really hadn't been worth a damn.
Right. No. Because of Tom Brady is the reason why you can put Buffalo in the very good tier.
Yeah.
Even though they sucked.
But, and like, Plymouth, I'll go back to something you said, or something that you've been saying for years about Peyton Manning, about Peyton Manning being a choke artist. And I think a lot of people were expecting Peyton Manning to choke in that Super Bowl, but instead it was Cam Newton.
I wouldn't even say it was Cam Newton that choked. I just think the better defense won that night.
So I'm really saying that the Panthers game. Going meh.
All right. So
meh.
I'm gonna say meh.
Clevis?
I'll say meh too. All
right. The Tennessee Titans. Someone that once lived in Tennessee, Sky, why don't you touch on it?
All right. I've actually been to a Titans game. It was Tennessee against Oakland Raiders, and they lost.
So where would you put them?
They're at meh. They just got rid of their so-called franchise quarterback, Marcus Mariota, for Ryan Tannehill.
I have a question for you, man. Since you're a native Tennessee, I think you know.
And they have never really made a name for themselves. They were the Houston Oilers back in the day.
I do have a question for
Warren
you. I do have a question for you. Explain to me how it felt watching Super Bowl 34, 1 yard short of becoming Super Bowl champions against the Cardinals. I knew that had to hurt your heart.
Oh.
Guy?
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Guy, he was talking to you.
Yeah. How did that feel, that 1 yard, that Stephen Mayer, that Super Bowl 34, the ending, knowing that Stephen Mayer was 1 yard short of winning the game?
I mean, it's got to hurt. That's got to hurt the fan base a lot. You know, that's a heartbreaking moment. I never really witnessed that event personally.
I mean, all right, so I'm going to put – I would put the Titans just in meh. Because they really didn't accomplish much as the Houston Oilers. And as the Titans, yeah, they went to one Super Bowl. They – almost won it, but, you know, they didn't. But, yeah, I'm just going to say the Titans going meh. There's really not much more to say after.
I think meh.
I don't think they've ever really bet anything.
They're like Arizona and Carolina.
Yeah, but they're starting to become something right now, you know. I think Ryan Tannehill in that run game and Derrick Henry are meh.
Yeah.
They're getting
we'll
there.
See this season.
That
was a one-year wonder.
They're rebuilding.
They're winning a one-year, right?
Yeah, they are.
Derrick Henry's going to become
on
special.
The right
track. That's a lot.
They're rebuilding.
All right, Titans and meh.
Okay.
Who's the next team?
Wait, what?
The New England
what
Patriots.
What did Clint say? Oh.
I'll put.
Just say it.
No. There ain't no way I'm putting no cheers in the elite.
That was going to be my argument.
There's no way in hell I'm putting no cheers in the elite. After those two low
wins. They're elite. They're the best team in football.
Those Super Bowl titles came from cheating. Those first three Super Bowl titles, again, I got were from cheating. Four. They
I mean,
cheated
to
their way to have the title. That's true. It's true everywhere.
I don't
just
know.
Just around.
I'd put.
Are you telling me you don't know? Are you mean to
you
tell me?
You can't deny how great they are.
Yeah, I agree with Daniel.
How great of a cheaters they are. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I'm going to tell you straight up how much of a cheater they are. There's no
but
way
they
I'm
had
put
a lot
doing
of
them cheaters.
They had a lot of for that team.
Okay, you don't know what? They are a bunch of
cheaters.
Are you mean to tell me? Okay. The only team.
Nine Super Bowls.
The first Super Bowl they won. They taped the Rams practice. They knew every call the Rams were going to make. Mike Marsh said, I'm not going to go because he was so confident in the greatest show on turf. This comes from Mike Marsh's mouth himself. He said, I'm not going to report it because we are the greatest show on earth, and I know whatever we do, they can't stop us. They knew everything the Rams were going to call them. And they cheated, and they won. He didn't report them. He just let – that was all his pride. Pride took over. And then you got the so-called the Tuck Rule game against the Oakland Raiders the following year. I knew I'd get a little fumble.
So where would you put him, Clayton?
I don't put him in very good at best.
All right, very good. Doug?
I don't like the Patriots, obviously, because they're in the division with the Bills. But they've been to 11 Super Bowls in their history. The first
yep.
two Super Bowls they lost. Then, of course, they go on this run with Tom Brady. Now, I do agree with Clint's point. I can't necessarily put them in elite myself because I can't do it, even though they could be considered an elite team, but I'm just going to say very good.
Yeah,
I'm going to
say franchise in football. They got to be put elite. I mean,
yeah.
I get what you guys are saying, but, you know, numbers
do
don't
too.
Lie. So. They still won.
Okay, but
still
again, cheating. Not only a half proof that you're all cheating and you're gonna get away with it, you're still gonna believe because he was, and the one team and then the only team that could not beat the Giants twice.
All right. So Eric, you went elite too, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel.
To.
I'm putting my hate aside and.
Hear me out right here. I just think the NFL deemed that their cheating was that much of an advantage for them that it really played that big of a role for them to win those games. They would have stripped the titles away from them because they've done that to teams in baseball. So, therefore, they probably would have won without cheating, just based off pure skill.
Yeah.
So, very good or elite?
Elite.
All right. So, against Doug and Clintus the Hest, 3-2, the New England Patriots are elite.
Clintus and I have a very good.
All right. So now, how about the Kansas?
I'm
going to
get hated by all Philadelphia fans now.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know, I don't really like you right now, Eric. I'm going with Desmond.
Sorry, Quinn.
The Chiefs.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs. They're finally becoming an elite team now because of, you know, what they're building. And Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid's a really good coach. But if you go to what they were before – They have won another Super Bowl besides this past one. They were in the very first Super Bowl. But for a long time, they were just kind of there.
Middle of the road. Yeah,
and,
they were middle of the road.
I mean, and they had Joe Montana for a while, but Montana had already passed his prime.
You took him to a couple championships.
Yeah, I'm going very good.
Yeah, which Buffalo beat him in one.
Yep, I'm going very good.
I'm just going to say just for what they were, not necessarily ignoring what they are now, but, you know, for the fact that they're finally just starting to kind of gain their footing, I'm going to say, and I'll probably get heat for this, but I'm going to say middle of the road.
Oh.
I actually have to disagree and put them at very good. So just because the past 3 years at, not only what they've done this year, but they had a good foundation with Alex Smith too at quarterback.
You can't put the Buffalo Bills in very good and put Kansas
and
City
not
in
put the
Chiefs middle of the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And I'd say they're even a little above the Bills.
Yeah, just they're on the road to something great, like you were saying.
Yep. I say
so
they're
what would you put
very good. Yeah.
I'm going to put them as very good. I think they're going into the elite status with Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. They had it. The foundation was there with Alex Smith. You can't deny on the fact that they were in the very first Super Bowl ever, and they didn't win Super Bowl IV, comparing to just becoming trash until I think for a couple of years. But they're really working on the elite level to be one of the elite teams. I think probably the next elite team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, so very good. Sounds good. Doug, you lost that one.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take the L.
Oh, it's time for everyone's been waiting for, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy. Sam, you go first.
Yeah, oh. Go ahead, Mr. The Patriots are elite. Oh, I hear what you have to say.
No, you go, boy.
I honestly used to see the Eagles a lot on TV as a kid because of Donovan McNabb and his greatness.
I'm going to say very good.
Eric is trying to save his ass.
I'm going to have to put him in the middle of the road.
I was
going to
say.
They fall a little short for me because of the Super Bowl out, Michael Vick out.
But no offense to a lot of the guys in here, but their fans are atrocious. Probably the worst fan base in the world.
No, stop.
No.
I'm going to get ran over on the way to work. But they are not, legacy-wise, the Eagles have been shitty a lot of seasons.
Going back to your point, if you're putting Buffalo in very good, you have to put the Eagles in very good.
We don't
no,
have
you
to
don't.
Do shit.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Buffalo went to four.
The Eagles have won a Super Bowl.
Let's get it right.
Buffalo
the Eagles have a ring.
In a row. What did Philly do? Tell me.
We have a ring. And
they
we got one ring.
They call lightning in a bottle. What?
But how many do Buffalo
have?
They
got lucky.
But before the Super Bowl era, before the Super Bowl era, the Eagles have won two NFL championships.
Go to Buffalo. Buffalo did too.
So that's my point. So you put them in I don't know. I guess. See, like, that's like
they're building something greater now.
Well, Eagles fans piss me off more than Bills fans do.
Philadelphia just picked up LeSean McCoy for a one-year deal again.
All right. Here's the thing. The Eagles, again, and you can't really base, you know, you can't really put them in – oh, quit writing on the couch. You can't really base – the Eagles, you know, where the Eagles get put in a tier list on how their fans are. If you
Thank
were going to do that, they would be ass. All right.
What?
Well, why?
Yeah. So let's face it. I mean, I know you guys will disagree because you guys are Eagles fans, but.
No, I hate
about,
I mean, I hate our fan base, but come on.
85% of Eagles fans are complete ass. Of
Dallas fans are worse.
Yeah, everyone hates that.
Well, I won't disagree with that. But the thing is that you cannot base where you put the Eagles in the tier list on that. That being said,
Eagles, they did win a Super Bowl. They have a ring, yes. And they've been to three of them. But they caught lightning in a bottle.
If we did.
You know,
I agree with that.
Nick Foles had something to prove. I'm going to say middle of the road just because the Eagles are hit or miss.
I guess this is payback for me and Clint putting the Buffalo Bills in the middle of the road.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but here's the thing. There's no consistency with Philadelphia. Just like there really is, you could almost say, too, that sometimes there's no consistency with Buffalo.
Let's put something else.
So that's
Eagles
why I would
have won five straight NFC Championship games. 1-1 for five straight. We won.
Thank you, Senna.
From like 2001 all the way up to like 2005 NFC East titles. We are last. We won the last division in this decade alone. We won 5 out of 10 NFC East titles.
We are in a bad division, right?
Huh?
That division is garbage.
You guys are in
a
shitty division.
We should have two Super Bowls. We should have beat New England in 2005-4.
So is the AFC East. No one put it this way. The AFC East is going to be part of that garbage division, too, because they lost Tom Brady. That's the only reason why. Without Tom Brady, the AFC East is trash, too. I mean,
here's the thing, though. The Bills and the
why are we comparing everything to the fucking Bills?
The Bills and the Dolphins are like the AFC East probably will be more competitive. As in, like, you know, the teams actually trying
and
to
so
win games.
The NFC East. So would
the NFC East
really
you get in with an 8-8 record.
That's because we beat the hell out of each other during the season. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Because they suck ass.
Now, we could continue this conversation and go over the 2 hour time limit that, or how long is this fucking thing set for?
Hopefully an hour
and a half.
Okay, so we can
keep
arguing.
Can we watch the language a little
bit? Don't worry, I'll watch the fucking language.
He's fine,
but. Like, we could keep arguing about this and go over the time limit, or we can just agree to disagree because we're not going to agree on this. All right.
Yeah, I know.
And we just need to get over it and move on to the next fucking team.
Who said watch the language?
Just everyone put them in a
chair. I did.
So we're putting them in the middle of the road. Are we outnumbered?
I'm putting them in the middle of the road.
Me and you are the only ones are doing very good.
So the Philadelphia Eagles are in the middle of the road. Very good.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, I want to get a temporary license. When I do, all you got, all you need.
this
I know
what
you want.
This episode.
Oh gosh.
All right.
I knew we should have saved the Eagles for last.
San Francisco 49ers. Where's the pen?
Oh,
Elite. Yeah, they're building some greatness, Elite. And they came from greatness.
Just their history.
Seven Super Bowls, 5 wins, 2 losses. They did have that kind of 10-year period where they were ass, but. I mean, the Montana years were some of their best years. So I'm actually going to say Elite, too.
All right. Anyone else?
Clint, if you already haven't hopped in a car to come over here and beat our asses, what do you think?
I'm going to put them as very good. I'm not going to put them as Elite. I'm going to put them as very good.
That's a good statement. They didn't have a lot of chance.
So, what do we got? Everyone said elite besides Glenn?
Yeah, I think so. So.
Oh, sorry. That's the 49ers, right?
Yeah.
How about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Oh, God.
Because I'm going to ask.
Trash.
I'm going to say trash. Even though I like them, but they're trash.
Doug?
I think they're ass.
They did beat Buffalo in a playoff game.
I could beat Buffalo in a playoff game. That's when they were bad.
That reason they choked that game up to the championship game to the Patriots.
Exactly. They had a really good defense that one year. Doug Marrone should have been fired 2 years ago. No, they're ass.
All right, well, that was
easy.
How about the Redskins?
I want to put them as trash, too. They trash, too.
Yep.
The Redskins?
I'm going trash for the Redskins as well.
I thought the tier was ass.
I'm going to say middle of the road.
I'm going to say middle.
I'm going to say. Here's the thing. They've been to five Super Bowls. They've won three, but they haven't been good in 30 years. So they're meh.
Yeah, meh.
And I'm a Redskins fan. And I'm willing to admit that they're meh.
We'll put them at Manhattan.
Okay.
All right. A team which I think is actually elite, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I agree with that.
Based on legacy alone,
look,
everything they did.
Yeah, legacy.
Very good.
They don't change coaches a lot. They have how many Hall of Famers? Probably over 20.
Six Super
Pittsburgh
Bowl
lost
wins.
A lot of my respect after keeping Ben Roethlisberger on the roster.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile.
I won't put the Steelers in elite. He deserves to be elite. They're one of the best teams in football today in history.
Yep. Steel Cran.
Elite?
They've had a lot of garbage seasons recently, though.
Yeah.
I just think
and
now what's wrong with the Steelers is that they need to start, like, getting younger. They need to rebuild. And I think this has to be Big Ben's last year as Pittsburgh quarterback. I think they need to draft a quarterback, his replacement, or sign someone.
All right, how about the Baltimore Ravens? Sky?
Middle of the road.
Oh, the disrespect.
I'd actually say very good for all the stuff with Ray Lewis.
All the stuff with Ray Lewis, two Super Bowl rings. They're going to get there again with Lamar Jackson. Very good.
Very good.
I don't see him doing it with Lamar. I don't know. They fell short this season. Everyone's kind of cracked the code on him, I feel, as such. And I don't think he's going to put the numbers up he did last season as he, you know, this upcoming season.
But
their
defense is scary.
Now, Pat Mahomes, I agree with the bandwagon talk on him. He is a good quarterback. Lamar Jackson, he's got some improvement.
I look at their defense, and that elite defense is scary.
They
just got better.
Really, really good defense.
Yeah,
they drafted
they
two good linebackers.
And defense wins championships.
That's true. Speaking of that, let's do the Seattle Seahawks.
Wait, hold on. What did Quintus say?
I'll put him in the elite.
That's fair.
Middle of the road.
Probably very good.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll meet in the middle and go very good.
Okay.
Yep.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Very good.
Very good.
They've been very good over the last 10 years.
They're
and
on
I like their coach. I like their quarterback. I mean, they weren't that good for the longest time, but what they've done over the last 10 years, I would say very good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to put in the middle of the road.
Next.
Okay. The Colts.
Middle of the road. Peyton Manning years were great.
Oh, no, yeah, I'd say very good because of Peyton Manning.
I say very good because of Peyton. Still counting in Baltimore.
Yeah, because and as the Baltimore Colts, they have they do have a Super
Johnny
Bowl
United.
Ring with Johnny Unitas, and they got that other Super Bowl trophy that they got with Peyton Manning. They've been to 4 Super Bowls. They're 2-2. I'm actually going to stay middle of the road.
I'm going to say very good.
Two very goods, two middle of the roads. Clemeth?
Very good. I want to go with very good.
All right. The Colts are very good. Let's talk about a team that's probably going to be good this year, the Buccaneers.
They're one of three teams. Won the one and only Super Bowl. But even then, I'd still say meh.
Yeah, we have to remember when they were asked when it first started. They were really bad.
And they have all right defense. It's just their offensive line. They drafted some O-line and then drafted off.
Yeah.
They're building for this season. It's an all-or-nothing season for them, for sure.
Exactly. I'm going to agree with Doug and say meh.
Yeah, I want to look at the Buccaneers and say they're trash. That one Super Bowl they got lucky with.
Yeah, they shouldn't even beat us, but they did.
I'm not even going to talk about that. They just got lucky.
Yeah.
That was a lucky season. It was a fluke season.
What do you say, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hello?
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 Yeah, sir?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think they dropped out. No call back.
They dropped?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Who said ass? Anybody say ass
said,
or meh?
Yeah.
I said so too. That was me. I called him trash.
You said trash, okay. And then you said meh. So we got two or three meh.
I think Doug
and
said
one
meh.
Trash. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug said meh. We'll wait for them to come. I don't know what team that's. What do we do not? New York Jets.
The Jets?
The Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. All
right,
am
I back?
For the Jets. Yeah.
You're back.
All right. Did we miss it? Did we miss anything?
We kind of moved on from
Tampa Bay is meh.
Yeah, Tampa Bay we
meh.
Settled is meh. And we kind of moved on to the New York Jets now. And we're kind of
deciding
there. Ass that team.
Jets
you
are ass.
Ass. Two asses, one meh.
I'm going to say ass.
Okay.
So.
Eric,
do you guys feel better now that my phone crapped out in the middle of our first episode of the Top Tier Show? Do you feel better now after what I said about the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck these.
No.
All right. The Dolphins.
Middle of the
road. Oh, boy. Yeah, middle of the you can't deny that undefeated season.
You can't deny the undefeated season, but what have they done since then? I mean, they've been to a few Super Bowls. They've won, I think they won, what, two, three?
Yeah.
That's Cody.
Hold on.
I say middle of the road.
I mean, I'm gonna say middle of the road, though, too, so it doesn't look like I'm kissing ass to any Dolphins fans that might be friends of mine.
Yeah, middle of the road. They were good in the past, and they were trash, too, so I'd say middle of the road.
Okay. Middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I'd put the Bills' legacy over the Dolphins, so, you know, just another example.
All right, Clintus, where are you putting the Dolphins?
The meh.
All right,
middle of the road then.
Yeah. Houston, Texas.
Meh.
Meh.
Ass.
Meh.
The disrespect.
I'm going.
I mean,
meh.
Yes,
I'll
put them as meh and trash now because of what they did. This off season, but the disrespect.
What do you think?
All right, go ahead, Clint. We've put you through enough. You go ahead and you have yourself a rant.
In what scenario do you want to drop the best receiver in all of football from your roster?
Yeah, I said I will put them now for all time. I will not have put. I will not break them and I'll at least put them as very good. Very good.
And they
beat the Bills in the playoffs.
So we got very good at 4 men.
They did beat Buffalo.
And one ass. I said ass.
Oh, you said ass?
Well,
yeah.
That just hurt.
All right.
It's got to be man then, right?
Yeah, just put them in man.
Yeah, I said man.
All right. Now, a team from Texas that I don't mind asking, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Can't agree with their success. But luckily,
they
haven't had it in 25 years.
Huh? I'm going to get
they
hate for this.
25 years. Eric, you'll say something, so I have a right to hit you first in my car.
I'm putting my hate aside.
No, keep the hate. Embrace the hate.
Excuse me to say this. I'm going to say very good. The history says it all.
Very
even though they
good.
Have
all
a
right.
ass
all right,
standing.
I'll put my hate aside and say middle of the road.
I'm sticking with ass. I'm keeping my hate.
Thank
yeah,
you.
But then we look like biased pieces of shit.
I'm cool with that.
Eric is the number one keister kisser of this show. Yeah.
All right. So what's everyone's votes?
I'm saying meh.
You're meh.
I almost said elite, but I'm not going to go that far. So I'm going to say very good.
If you would have said elite, I would have just shot you over my phone. Shot you over my phone.
It's crying.
God damn.
This is getting violent.
And if we are not starting a fucking riot on this show. We are supposed to be positive and uplifting, god damn it.
I am positive. Going to know that someone was going to have, we're going to have to look for a new co-host.
Yeah, does anybody else know how to run audio?
All right, so where are we putting them?
Trash.
Clintus, what
we'll
you
put them in middle of the road.
Trash.
Put them at middle of the road, then.
Okay.
Because we got a very good in middle of the road, an ass and a meh, so put them right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. The New Orleans Saints.
Very good.
Oh,
They had some bad seasons, but I'd say very good. In this millennium, very good.
In this millennium, yeah. From 2008 on.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's the thing, is that we're judging. I know there's been some stuff lately, but we're not going to talk about it. But Drew Brees is probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of this generation.
Yeah.
Okay. I know he says stuff that people do not agree with, and that's fine. But you cannot discount his playing ability. That being said,
you're absolutely right, Doug.
Yeah. That being said,
I'm gonna say very good.
Before him, they had nothing.
They were trash.
Okay. But he's been with him long enough to where I would say. I'm going to say very good.
Okay. So who else has? You, me, and Sky said very good.
Yeah. Eric?
Very good.
Clint?
Oh, man. I'm going to put him in the middle of the road.
And I can see why. I can see.
How about the Chargers?
The L.A. Chargers.
Flash San Diego.
Man.
I'm going to say ass. Ass.
I think I heard another meh, too.
Yes, I said meh. Or maybe that was Quentin.
How many asses do we have?
Besides the five asses that are on this phone call right now?
The Browns, Titans, Jaguars, and the Jets. Where would you
put
the Jets,
Quentin? Ass.
I want to put him in meh.
All right, that seems to be the word.
Okay.
The winner here.
Yep.
How about the Falcons? Did we do the Falcons yet?
We have not done the Atlanta Falcons yet.
Meh.
Boy. I'm going to say trash.
I like the Atlanta Falcons.
I like Julio Jones a lot.
The issue is what have they done? Not much. They've gone to two Super Bowls.
28-3.
Deion Sanders, he played for them. Michael Vick in his good days.
Yeah, Sky's right, because they've had way too many good people to not have any success, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Middle of the road.
Okay. I'm going to say middle of the road. I'll put my hate aside.
They had Roddy White and Julio Jones at one point.
Yeah, but I still...
They need to move on from Matt Ryan right now.
Even though... I like the Falcons. I'm actually going to say, and I could get some heat for this, I'm going to say ass.
All right. Would be Eric and Sky said middle of the road.
Clintus, what do you
think? I changed my mind. I said middle of the road.
I said man.
We all say they're trash.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can't get that 28-3 out of my head.
So we're putting them at math.
Yeah.
This is another tricky one because they've been to 8 Super Bowls, but they've only won 3.
Middle of the road.
I'm going to say very good.
John Elway, really, at the beginning of his career, John Elway blew.
I'd still say very good.
I'd still say very good.
I'm going to say, and I've got nothing against Denver. They will have something against me in about 15 seconds.
2 minutes.
I'm going to say middle of the road.
I agree, dog.
Well, at least somebody's going over that hill with me.
What do you think, Eric?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say very good.
My life, baby.
I want to say middle of the road.
So what do we got? More middle of the roads? I said very good. Eric said very good.
And then Clint, Sky, and I said middle of the road.
Assholes. How about the Broncos? Or no, how about the Bengals?
Oh.
I'm going ass.
If you're going to put the Browns in ass, you're going to have to put the Bengals in ass.
I'm going to put them at meh.
No.
What?
You got to remember the Corey Dillon days.
I mean, they did go to two Super Bowls, and they did lose on two bad plays in the Super Bowl. So I can see why
yep.
Skye says in there.
I'm sticking to ass.
I'm going to say
sticking
ass.
And that AJ Green,
I'm gonna say
that, that one game against the Baltimore Ravens that they were playing that put the Bills in the playoffs.
Yeah, but we can't just put him.
Yeah.
We can't put him in a high tier just for that.
They,
I know we'd like to.
They're on the verge of something, but they're rebuilding. So meh, they're not
yeah.
ass.
No,
yeah.
Browns
Clintus,
ass.
What do you
trash.
Think?
Clintus
trash.
Okay.
Trash.
No, ass. How about the Vikings?
Middle
this
of the road.
One is tough. Because the Minnesota Vikings, especially back in the 70s, were one of the – like the Bills. They were one of the – the 70s Vikings were one of the best teams to not win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That being said, what have they done lately?
Yeah.
And you got to remember, too, there were two times – they had a 15-1 record back in 1998. And Atlanta beat them to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yep.
And then they had
they
a 13-3 record
like
the year that in 09 when Favre played with them. And they lost in
yep.
overtime to the Saints.
Yeah.
And then in 17, they had the best defense.
Yep.
Yeah. And Philadelphia,
hit,
you know, smacked
Eagles them. Trashed them. So, I'm going to
exactly.
say meh.
So, I'm going to say, even though I like them, I'm going to say meh.
Who's next?
I hate them.
Yeah,
all right. What does everybody else say?
Middle
I say
of the road.
I hate Minnesota Vikings. Especially the fans.
I mean, I'll put them in the middle. I'll put them in the middle.
They had a lot
I
of great players roll through there.
They had a lot of good players.
Yeah. All right. Well, Eric and I say meh.
I say middle of the road.
Okay. All right. Put them in the middle of the road. Who the hell's left?
Four.
We haven't done Detroit yet. I know that.
The Lions.
All right, Detroit Lions.
Ass.
It's kind of hard
meh,
to disagree with
you.
That.
It is. I'm only saying meh because of Barry Sanders and those winning days.
Yeah, and Calvin Johnson. Yeah, meh. You can't deny
and
those two.
I don't
yeah.
care about those two. That's just two players who didn't even play together. Two different.
They were winning.
Yeah, imagine.
Right.
Imagine if they did. Wow, that those. Ooh.
We didn't do the Rams yet.
Oh.
We didn't do Chicago.
Oh yeah.
All right, so Detroit, Eric, you said what?
I'm gonna say meh.
Meh, Sky.
Yeah.
Meh.
I changed my mind.
Clintus?
I want to say trash.
I'm going to agree with Clintus again.
So I'm the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
And this is the Lions?
Yeah.
Just because of Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford has potential, I'd say meh.
Okay.
How about the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
I'd be willing
wait,
to
what?
Say middle of the
one team.
Yeah.
They had one good team in 85, and that was their defense.
Yeah.
And
other than that, what have they done?
They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but since then they've done nothing. So I'd say ass.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching Super Bowl 20 right now. So
they had two of the greatest running backs of
oh,
all
yeah,
time.
It's,
Marfay
it's on NBCSN, isn't it?
Yeah, it was on NBC. Who's up there watching it?
I'm gonna say middle of the road for theirs.
Two middle of the roads, two asses. Clintus, you're the tiebreaker.
I'll say middle of the road.
Middle of the road?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So the last one here, guys, the L.A. Rams.
That's St. Louis Rams, right? Middle of the road.
Same thing.
I'd say middle of the road, too. They've never been anything extraordinary.
They were the greatest show on turf for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay. But that
probably should have won more than one.
Again.
Yeah, they should have because of these little stupid cheating Patriots.
Here we go again.
I'm gonna say middle of the road.
I'm not gonna win this fair thing again.
You're not?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, we could if we wanted to, but if we don't.
Middle of the road?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middle of the road, okay.
Yeah.
The
Rams?
Yeah.
I feel like we missed somebody.
No, I got 32 here.
We almost missed Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32. So Rams are middle of the road then?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
That is the NFL team's tier list.
Are we all still going to be after this?
I don't know, man. I got to make my hit list.
Next week we'll be doing the hip-hop artist tier list. And all right, guys. Have a good one.
Wait. Aren't we going to run down what the list is?
You don't want to actually run it down?
Yeah, you can.
All right, I'll run it down. Daniel didn't want to run it down because he doesn't want to stir the feelings back up.
Okay. That's fine. No, just
run
it down.
But I'll do it because I don't give a rat.
I don't give a rat.
So I'll do it. Okay. In the elite, we have the Packers, the Patriots, the 49ers, and the Steelers. In very good. We have the Bills, the Giants, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Seahawks, the Colts, and the Saints. Middle of the road, the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Eagles, the Dolphins.
Why you gotta put some of them in the Eagles?
Huh?
I heard.
Keep going.
All right. The Cowboys, the Browns, the Vikings, the Bears, the Rams. In May, we have the Panthers, the Redskins, the Buccaneers, the Texans, the Chargers, the Falcons. And in S, we have the Browns, the Titans,
the Browns,
the Jaguars,
twice.
The Jets, the Bengals, and the Lions.
You said the Browns twice.
That's your choice.
Did you say the Browns twice?
Did I?
Yeah. You said Browns in the middle road.
Oh, they are. Oh, he wrote them down. He wrote them down twice. We are missing somebody.
Who are we missing?
Oh,
well, I think we said it. I just think I wrote it in the Browns.
Oh.
We probably are missing somebody.
Okay.
I don't know. He said all the NFC East and AFC
team.
Whichever NFL team we're missing, we apologize wholeheartedly.
Well, they got to be ass then, right?
No, I think they're in middle of the road. I think.
It's going to be a really good team.
I don't know. We'll figure it out, and we'll bring it up. We'll bring it up next week. I have no fucking clue.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. It's a good show.
Bye,
oh,
guys.
Are the Broncos in here? Oh, yeah. I wrote them as the Broncos on accident. Yeah, we're good. John Elway's going to do our asses.
Adios, guys.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Kasai.
Adios.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Doug. Daniel.
Appreciate
good
it,
show.
Thank you all.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
That was fun.